Pasuk begins, Isha Kisazria v'yalda Zachar. And a woman is Mazria, and gives birth to a Zachar. The Gemara tells us that Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph, that when an Ish is Mazria Tchila, so then the child's in a Keva. But when an Isha is Mazras Tchila, then the child's a male. It's the opposite. And that's what the Pasuk means, Isha Kisazria. And then Yalda Zachar. If the Isha is first is the Mazria, the child's going to be a son. That's the Kli Yakar. What's the Shaychus of this Inyan, this biological, this natural idea to the Parsha about Tumah? Parsha Tazria, Parsha Metzora, all about Tumah Vatara. Why does it open up with this scientific idea, the scientific Eitz of how to have a boy and how to have a girl? And moreover, he asks, and the next Pasuk where it says, Vayom Hashmini, Yimol Basar Lasso, on the eighth day you give the son a bris. What's the relevance to the Parsha? This is the Kli Yakar's two questions, and many Mefarshim ask these questions. I want to share with you a very uplifting, inspiring Kedushas Levi who hones in on these two questions of the Kli Yakar. The Kedushas Levi writes that there are two types of awakenings of Hashem. There's two types of Hisorus. There's what's called the Hisorus Elyon, an awakening that comes from Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merachim on Am Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Midah of Rachum and Vechanun. It comes from above. It's Milamala, it's Elyon. And then there's another type of Hisorus which comes from Milamata, from down below, which comes from us, Klai Yisrael. That we beg that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merachim on us. A very basic yesod in the Chassidus, the Hisorus Shel Lemala, Hisorus Elyon, versus the Hisorus Shel Mata, the Tachton. And that's the idea, this Hisorus of Lemata, of Tachton, that's what the Gemara in Chulin Daf Samech Amud Beis tells us, Minayin she'Kadosh Baruch Hu misave l'tfilasan shel tzadikim. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much wants the tefillahs of tzadikim? The Gemara goes on to explain the source of all this. But the idea, the understanding is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our tefillahs, he wants our hisorus that comes from the tachta. And the truth is, says the Kedushas Levi, ube'emes eita HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Choviv Yoser, which one does he like more? His Orus Milamata, he wants the His Orus from below, more so than the Rachamim Minha His Orus Milamala. And that's what's hinted at in the Pasuk, Vizel HaRemes Isha Kisazria, the word Isha is symbolic of the entire world, the Olam, the Tachton. An Isha, a woman, son who receives, she's called a Mekabel, a receiver. The Olam, the world, the Tachton, receives all the Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Isha, the Tachton, in other words, Kisazria, when it's Zoreh, when it grows, when there's a Hisorus from the Isha, when there's a Hisorus from the Tachton, from the Shelmata, when there's a Hisorus of Rachman from down below, so then what's the result? Isha Kisazria? The result is V'yalda Zachar. The result is a boy. A Zachar represents Rachmim, Gedolim, Chazakim, a very, very strong amount of Rachmim. So when it comes from the Tachtum, from the Isha, then the result will be a Zachar. And that's exactly what the next Pasuk means when it says, V'yom HaShmini, Shmini, Yimol Basar Lasso. And you give a bris on the eighth day. What's the relevance of the bris to the idea of Hisorus Milamata versus Milamala? So the Medrash Tanchum in Tazria tells us that Shal Haimina, a certain Apikoros, asked the following question, Mina'e, which is more beautiful? Maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Maisa Basar V'dam? Man-made or God-made? That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created or that which man created with his own hands? So Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations are much better than our creations. So then he asks, So Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara es ha'adam ariel. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create man with an arel, with a certain mum, pagam, a defect, something that needs to be completed by Basar Adam. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'heishiv lo she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the response was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzone the Zakas is Yisrael. He wants to give us Zechuyos. He wants to give us opportunities to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fashioning this world, in fashioning and creating people, Basar Adam, in creating Ma'aseh Elokim. And that's the idea. What comes out, says the Kedushas Levi, it's Muchach Shehesorus Milamata, the inspiration that comes from below, our tefillas, our davening, Chaviv Etlo Baruch Hu, very precious and dear to Hashem, may his orus milamala, from the inspirations above. And that's what it means, Bayom Hashmini Yimo, Muchach, that I want you to do the Bris Milah, I want you to complete the Ma'is, I want you to complete the Bria here, because Shehesorus Milamata Chashiv Yoser, Meris Olam Milamala. So now when we read the Pasuk, this Parsha, which is oftentimes very hard for us to understand what's going on in Parshas Tazria and Parshas Metzora, but at least at the very beginning we have some level of appreciation of a deeper meaning of Isha. Isha is a woman. It refers to the Tachton, the world that we all live in. Ki Sazria, when we grow, when we are inspired, we daven for Rachman, the Yalda Zacha, the result's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us great Rachman Gedolim Chazakim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Yom HaShmini Yimol Besar Lasa, he wants us to do the Ma'aseh, he wants us to do the actions of the Bris and the Davening. So Mirtz Hashem Yishuv Zocha, that we strengthen our Tefillah, we strengthen our Hisoros Mamata in anticipation of the Hisoros Milamala, of the coming back and returning of the Bayis Shlishi Milamala. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.